We are getting closer and closer to Christmas Day. So how much time do we have left before we leave this earth? And how much of our time do we spend with our families? Do we live with regrets or do we make the most of what time we have? In the article linked below called Four Biblical Truths to Help You Use Time Wisely by Living by Design, Margaret Kemp, she suggests some amazing things, some really good suggestions. First, notice what scriptures admonish. Pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Second, identify what areas you waste time through procrastinating, trying to be perfect, overanalyzing or overindulging. Third, ask if you are fulfilling the main two commandments with your time, loving God and loving people. Fourth, add praying, planning, prioritizing, and paying attention regarding your time. Will you stop and pray that we will have no regrets with our time, especially with our families, as we invite the Holy Spirit to help us live the time that we're given fulfilled and not wasted? Father, we thank you so much that you have given us time. And we want it to be fulfilling and not wasteful. So we ask, Father, that you would help us to make the most of our time. That we would just not let it just run by us and say, I'm busy, I can't get things done, it's too much to do. Help us to identify what areas we are not putting the time out to get things done so that we can enjoy our families in procrastinating, or when we're just trying to make everything so perfect and everybody gets irritable around us, including ourselves, because we can't just let some things go and not have to be perfect. Or when we think it through so much that we spend so much time thinking about it that we get nothing done. Or when we just sit still and become couch potatoes and overindulge in things that we should not. It could be social media, video games, entertainment, music, listening to, buying stuff, who knows, whatever it is, playing games. But whatever it is, God, you know that you prefer balance in our lives. Help us to look at everything we do, every minute of our day, and ask simply, are we loving you? And are we loving people in what we're doing with our time? Help us to spend time in prayer, Father God, seeking the Holy Spirit to help us identify these things, to convict us when we are doing things that are wasting the time you've given us, and blessing us and encouraging us when we're walking in the ways that you want us to. Help us to prioritize our time with you and pay attention to those around us. And also, Father, we pray, God, that we will live with no regrets, especially with our families, in Jesus' name.